can I be transparent for a minute? If I'm being honest, I struggle to surrender my time to the Lord. If I could be honest, sometimes I prefer to watch Netflix than to spend time with God, or to watch movies or use my computer or do work rather than spend time with God. But tonight I had a revelation and I realized that I have to be able to surrender my time. If I want to accomplish what it is that God has for me, if I want to see what He has called me to do, if I want to go deeper in Him, if I want to do great works, if I want to just bring glory to His name, I have to surrender my time. And the truth is, surrendering your time to the Lord isn't going to look like a holy encounter every single time. Honestly, surrendering your time to the Lord means turning off the TV and reading your word, even if you feel like you're not getting anything out of it. Surrendering your time to the Lord means staying home on a Friday night when other people have gone out, just so you could spend you and God time. Surrendering your time to the Lord is waking up at 6 a.m. so you could pray, even if you're falling asleep. Surrendering your time also looks like, you know, power. Surrendering your time to the Lord looks like authority. Surrendering your time to the Lord looks like intimacy. See, what the devil wants us to do is surrender our time to meaningless things, to things that have no end. I can watch The Office on Netflix all day and accomplish nothing and grow nowhere. And I won't be growing spiritually. I won't be growing mentally. I won't be growing, period. If anything, I'm just vegging. And so the thing is, the problem that I've been dealing with, and I believe other people are dealing with it too, because I don't think I'm alone in this, is that we surrender our time to other things. So then when it's time to surrender our time to the Lord, it becomes hard. It becomes really, really, really hard to do. Right? All I could relate it to in my mind is working out. When you're working out and you're in the groove and you have become, it's become a habit and you're just doing this and you're out, you're working out every day, every other day, it's easy. But the moment you stop for a long period of time, try working out again. It is nearly impossible. How can I say that? Because that is the life I'm currently living right now, right? This is a really transparent snack for thought, but they all are kind of transparent, but this is just off the cuff. And so time, like I've gotten into the habit of not spending adequate time, not surrendering my time to the Lord. And now I'm in a place where I'm like, I can't keep living like this. I can't keep living, giving God just a few minutes and then surrendering my time to everything else. Not saying that doing other things is bad, because it's not. It's just a matter of priorities. And so I want to challenge you guys. I want to challenge everybody listening to this to take a look at your life. What are you surrendering your time to? And if first and foremost it is not the Lord, then you need to make some changes, because I know I will.